It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day, and welcome to you. It's a Monday. It's Speak Out 2.0, September 15th, 2025, officially halfway through the month. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Bullhead City studio, and I'm your host today, Larry Toonforce. They call me Tuna. And we're on 106.3, 106.5, 106.7. Now, if you want to participate, it's a talk show. It's a listen show. You can talk too. Call us, 234-343-1065. You're always welcome to ask a question of our guest. Now, you can also text us. We have a text line for all three of our local shows, Common Ground tomorrow, Speak Out also tomorrow, and Speak Out 2.0. It's the same number for all three programs, 928-727-5566. And today, you might want to call in and ask Andrea Burris a question. She is the MALACBHPSMI Clinical Services Director for Mojave Mental Health. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. How do you get all those titles on a business card?
I think the most important one is my title, which is SMI Services Clinical Director. The rest are credentials from school.
Okay. And SMI means what?
It's Adults with Serious Mental Illness.
Okay. Which we have some.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Is that a lot of our homeless population?
It can be. It doesn't have to be. We have adults with serious mental illness can mean a wide variety of things. And so we have adults who are working and thriving and doing very well, and all the way down to not doing so well.
Would PTSD fall into that category?
It can.
Okay.
It can, along with schizophrenia, major depressive disorder, some anxiety disorders. All of it depends on your functioning. So just because you have a diagnosis doesn't mean you automatically fall in the category of a serious mental illness, but it then comes down to your functioning and your ability to participate in your daily activities.
Okay. Because some can't.
Exactly.
But some go along fine, but they still need a little coaching in the background.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
I'll be 20 years at Mojave Mental Health in December.
Holy Toledo.
Most of that with the SMI department.
Okay.
I've done some other things along the way, but most of it, which is my passion, is adults with serious mental illness.
That's cool. Was there someone in your family that sparked that?
No.
It was just...
I sort of fell into it, moving here from California, and realized it was my passion.
Cool. Well, that's good because, I go to these, now I'm going to blow the name of it. It's Quality of Life Court.
Yes.
In Bullhead City. I went a few weeks ago, and they're trying to help the homeless people get back on the, into a lifestyle. And the judge works with them and he talks with them, but you have all these people online or in the room. Catholic Social Services is there. The judge asked this one guy, "Where'd you sleep last night?" And he paused and the judge said, "Inside or outside?" And he said, "Outside." And he turns to Patty with Catholic Social Services and says, "Do you have a place for him?" She said, "Yeah, we do." And which probably to that individual meant the world to him. I'm going to sleep in a bed tonight.
Right.
But for a lot of them, they can't do it by themselves.
Absolutely. And oftentimes there's more than one barrier to somebody being homeless, whether that's mental illness or substance use, lack of social supports, lack of community. It can be any number of things.
Do you find a lot of the adults that have the serious issues have had them their whole lives and might have been born with them?
Some do. Some have had times in their adult life where something happened, some event sort of got them off course.
Right.
And then it took some time to get back on track, and that's where we come in.
And I can see people that experience a tragedy, you know. I have a friend who lost her son to an overdose, and this was about a year and a half ago, and her daughter is still going to counseling. And I just talked to her mom Saturday at an event, and she's still having difficulties. And so everyone kind of deals with it at their own pace or what they're capable of.
Right. Recovery looks different to everyone. There's no timelines for grief. There's no timelines for recovering from depression or anxiety. People get to define their own recovery and what that looks like. And that's where we come in to help people do that.
And with your training and whatnot, I guess there are steps along the way that you can help them move up the ladder or move into a somewhat what you and I call normal life.
Right. And that's exactly it, is that people get to define what normal looks like. And so that's the most important thing, is meeting people where they are, no judgment, and listening, and finding out what's important to them, and then we help them achieve those goals.
And you can do that through counseling or also with medication?
Both, either one and both. We have many of our adults with serious mental illness are taking medications, which have right. come a long way in the last 20, 25 years. And we have some that are choosing not to take medications. And we have some folks that are on a court order treatment because they aren't making great decisions
right.
about their ability to manage their symptoms.
Are they pretty good at showing up when they're court ordered and taking what they're supposed to take, or?
Not always, but that's where we come in to try to help. Luckily, we have a lot of medications that we can be not just given orally, but can be given by injection. So they only have to come in once a month.
Oh, okay.
To get that injection, so that's very helpful as well.
I know I have a headache. I want to take an Excedrin, but
right.
so I'm not. I guess I was thinking that they need to take them every day.
Absolutely. For most medications, you do need some consistency.
Okay. All right. The main reason that we're here, you're here, is Mojave Mental Health is doing an inaugural suicide prevention walk next week, isn't it?
Yes.
The 23rd on a Tuesday.
September 23rd, yes.
At 4 p.m. at Metcalf Park in Kingman.
Yes.
How exciting.
We're very excited.
We have one in Bullhead on the 27th.
Yes.
But there's a lot of stuff in Bullhead on the 27th, the Oktoberfest. And then there's, oh my gosh, on my calendar, I think there's seven or eight things. There's the Andy Devine Parade in Kingman is on the 27th. And there's Fish with the First Responder on the 27th. And it's National Public Lands Day. They're going to open Davis Dam. And I'm just like, everyone picked the one day to do everything. So tell us about your event.
Well, we decided, you know, as you mentioned, yeah. there is an event in Bullhead City. There was also one in Lake Havasu City.
Oh, okay.
This last weekend on the 13th. And we are definitely community partners for those. But we noticed that there was a piece missing in Kingman.
Okay.
And so we thought, why not us come in and start planning this? We have a passion for this topic and feel like since we've been in Mojave County for coming up on 60 years, we might as
wow.
well be the
60
be the,
years.
Yes, 60 years, yes.
Holy Toledo. Because I would imagine that you and your staff deal with people who have thought about suicide.
Yes, every day.
For a parent or grandparent, what would be some red lights, something that would trigger them to think, uh-oh, this individual in my family is thinking suicide?
That's a good question. You know, I wish that we could predict.
Yeah.
I wish that we could say, oh, this means this, and we can intervene. other than, you know, people that tend to withdraw and not want to talk, maybe sad in their presentation, feeling hopeless. I mean, oftentimes in adults, there can be some signs such as, you know, giving away belongings, sort of making those final plans. But all of those are just cues here and there. There's really nothing that we can say that can predict.
Right. When someone comes in and says they've thought about it, or they're brought in by a family member, you know, that little Johnny or little Susie spoke out loud and said that they're thinking about, and maybe they're an 18, 19-year-old adult, at that point in time, what kind of counseling kicks in?
Well, I think the first thing is that we listen without judgment.
Okay.
We let people tell their story and give them time to talk about those things and give them space. You know, there's sometimes some myths around if I talk about suicide, that might prompt somebody to do it, and that's not the case. Allowing people space to have a safe space to be able to talk about what's bothering them is often the first step and the most important step.
Okay. And then you determine from there, because I would imagine that each individual patient or client with Mojave Mental Health is kind of on their own plan.
Absolutely, and everybody's different. So, I mean, all the way from somebody just wanting to talk and doesn't really have any specific plans to somebody stating that they do have a plan and intent today where we might do something like inpatient and helping them stay safe.
And you do have an inpatient facility in
Kingwood. We do, Pathways.
How big is Pathways?
16 beds.
Okay. How full is it?
It varies.
Okay.
It varies. On any given day, it can be full some days, and other days we have a few openings. So,
we had Talus Harbor in Bullhead, which was a lockdown adult mental facility, and unfortunately didn't survive.
Right.
And it's still there. A lot of people have looked at it. In fact, Mojave Mental Health looked at it for a while.
Right.
But we still kind of need that type of facility within our county.
We do. And we do have, I mean, we have Pathways. Southwest has their KOU and KRU.
Okay.
So we do have beds available for those crisis things that happen. Could we use more? I don't know at this point, but right now there is help for people that need that level of care.
Okay. How long is your Pathways? I mean, would they stay in there for a week or 10 days or longer?
Not usually longer.
Okay.
Most of the time it's for crisis resolution, so that 3 to maybe 7 days. But most of the time we can address the crisis in a shorter amount of time.
So your staff there then is trained to help them quickly and get them somewhere around second base on a baseball field and knowing that they can get home later, but now they're not stuck at home swinging.
Exactly.
So they've made it halfway around.
Right.
So they're trained to do that and understand. The hard part for a counselor, I guess, would be saying goodbye to a client or a client not returning and you never know why. But in that facility, they would then be handing them off to your regular facility.
Absolutely. We do a warm handoff with the intent of getting somebody back into the community as soon as is possibly safe.
Okay.
With those resources identified, we do a lot of identifying resources needed for those people who are in that crisis, finding community resources or family resources, getting them hooked up with outpatient clinics in any of the cities, whether that's us or someone else, and getting them back up and running as soon as possible.
That's a lot to take on, what you just went down.
It is.
What you just covered. I mean, you're trying to get that individual back to wherever they're from, Kingman, Havasu, or Bullhead, or maybe even out of our area?
It can be, yes.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. 20 past, heavy topic today. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you each and every day by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Call 444-8232. And we're brought to you by Perkins American Food Company. Check out the new pot roast breakfast skittle. Yeah, skillet. I'll do it right. And then there's a breakfast trio that starts at
$5.99. Tired of laggy video calls, drop connections, or streaming that stalls right at the good part? Say goodbye to slow, unreliable internet and say hello to TWN's 100% fiber that delivers the speed and reliability you need, plus unlimited data and affordable plans. From workdays to weekends, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. 888-227-2095.
Attention high school juniors. Mojave Electric Cooperative is sponsoring a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Washington, D.C. Applications for the Washington Youth Tour are open now through October 31st. All applicants must be high school juniors, and their parent or legal guardians must be MEC members and grant permission to apply. Visit online at mojaveelectric.com/community for more information and start your application today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Looking for a job that keeps you on your toes? A job that pays well, that's rewarding, and supports the Second Amendment? SamsGuns.com is hiring, and now's the time to apply. Retail and computer experience will be helpful. Apply in person at SamsGuns.com, downtown Lake Havasu City, or send resume to store at SamsGuns.com. Full and part-time positions are available. Sam is looking for people that like customer service, in-store sales, and online sales. SamsGuns.com is hiring. Apply today.
Attention Lake Havasu City. The annual Beard and Mustache Competition is coming October 18th, so get ready. The London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition Committee is bringing to you hot tips crafted beard demonstrations by national award-winning competitors at the Flying X Saloon, Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. You'll experience men's beard and women's homemade beard demonstrations. If you're looking for ideas to compete, come to this free event. For more info, go to lbbmc.com. That's lbbmc.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. And today we're visiting with Andrea Burris, with Mojave Mental Health Services Clinical Coordinator, Director. And we were talking about their suicide prevention walk coming up next Tuesday night, the 23rd, in Kingman at Metcalf Park at 4 o'clock. What can people expect?
Well, we have over 25 vendors.
Oh, good.
And resources available. So if people have questions about what's available in our area, they can definitely take part in that. We have 5 food trucks. Cool. That are going to be there. We have entertainment by Chelsea Rose and the Swillers.
Okay.
So there'll be some live music. We have raffle prizes. So we've had some great community partners who have provided some raffle prizes for us. It's no charge to enter the walk. You just come. And register. You can register there.
Okay.
And the walk is about a mile long.
A piece of cake.
Yeah, and there'll be some breaks in between where there'll be activities that you can take part in, whether that's, you know, making a bracelet or painting something. So you have some time for reflection, and it's a walk or a stroll about a mile long.
Okay.
Downtown Kingman.
And then I'm assuming you're going to have counselors there, that if somebody, maybe someone lost a family member, and they'd really like to talk about it.
Absolutely. We will definitely be there, willing to listen and provide those resources.
Good, good. Who are some of your vendors that are going to be there, or do you know?
I don't know. I haven't seen the list recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Mojave Mental Health will be there.
Definitely.
You have Sheriff's Office or Police Department?
We've invited all of our community
good.
Partners.
Good.
So we usually have a pretty great showing from that.
And on a day-to-day, I would imagine a lot of your counselors work with local law enforcement.
Yes.
Because they've might have arrested one of their clients, or might be worried about one of their clients, you know, or maybe brought you a client.
Absolutely. I mean,
you've probably had that happen a lot with just, you know, police officers working the street that don't want to take them to jail, but I can't leave them here.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you're familiar, but we have an assertive community treatment team in each city. We call it ACT.
Okay.
ACT is a program that we have. We're the only providers in Mojave County that do this. And it is for our adults with serious mental illness. And the goal is to reduce incarceration.
Right.
And reduce inpatient. So we are out in the community, meeting with our partners, meeting with those clients to help them stabilize in the community and to be as successful as they can.
And all of our police departments and sheriffs and tribal and everybody, highway patrol, they all have that number and they know who they call?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Well, and I hate to say it and people will argue, I'm sure, but police officers really don't want to take everyone to jail all day long.
Right.
It's a lot of paperwork, number one, but like you said, some people don't belong in there. They need stability and they need counseling, and that's why they have the quality of life court. But
absolutely,
if you can prevent them from ever getting to the court, that's even better.
Absolutely. And we have great community partnerships. There's a newer program here in Bullhead City with the Bullhead City Police Department.
The backup program.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're very familiar with our clients. We have an open line of communication that they can call and reach out anytime, and we'll step in.
You know, and you and I have sat in meetings up at Warm Sea. It seems to me, and then we go back as far as like Harold, who started the original like Mojave County Mental Health Workers Committee. This was probably 8 or 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me more and more cooperate with each other and talk to each other, especially when it's for the benefit of a patient.
Absolutely. We all want the same thing.
Right.
Hopefully. Right. And so we have to partner together. We're not, you know, Mojave Mental Health is great at what we do, but we can't be everything.
Right.
We rely on our community partners for that assistance.
And so you work with other agencies, and then, like you said, the backup program, they may be calling you and saying to you, look, we stopped John Smith tonight, and John needs a little help.
Absolutely.
He's not doing real good. We've caught him at this store where he's been sitting outside for half an hour, and you can go and get him right then and there.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that existed. They're busy.
Yes.
That's a good program to have for the law enforcement to get that individual the services.
Right, because a person asking for help may or may not know that law enforcement isn't the one who can really provide that help or have the time, because they're responding to other
or the training
crisis, right? Yeah. Other crisis things. So that's when we can step in.
I think they get like, you know, maybe a day of mental health training in the academy out of 6 months or whatever it is.
Right.
So they're not experts, but they can identify it and like you said, respond, call ACT.
Exactly.
ACT. Okay. All right. Let's take a break. 1:30. Coming up at the top of the hour, Sean Hannity program will be in your ears. What's going on? There we go. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Yes. Call 928-288-2691 if you need to borrow some money. You want to buy a lot? You want to buy a home? Want to buy a business? Call Chad Hansen. And we're brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a premier post-acute rehabilitation center. Call 928-763-1404.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club goes country during the September course reseeding. Country Bingo, Friday night, September 19th. The bingo games will benefit Make Bullhead Better and their October Community Baby Shower. Limited seating available, first come, first serve. Bring a pack of diapers for an extra free bingo card. Bingo cards, $2, cash only. Doors open at 4:30, must be over 21 to participate. Come have fun Friday night, September 19th at the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Always open to the public.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating is your local Trane dealer. With summer here, you better make sure your air conditioners and evaporative coolers are in top form. Mercury Air has the experienced crew to make sure your cooling systems are good to go this summer for your home and business. Find out more about us at mercuryac1.net or call 928-851-4101. That's 928-854-4101. Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Nothing stops a Trane.
Attention Lake Havasu City. The annual Beard and Mustache Competition is coming October 18th, so get ready. The London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition Committee is bringing to you Hot Tips Crafted Beard Demonstrations by national award-winning competitors at the Flying X Saloon, Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. You'll experience men's beard and women's homemade beard demonstrations. If you're looking for ideas to compete, come to this free event. For more info, go to lbbmc.com. That's lbbmc.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio, 33 past the hour. I'm Larry Toonforce, and our guest today is Andrea Burris with Mojave Mental Health, the services clinical director for the adults with serious mental problems. And again, we just want to recap and mention that next Tuesday, the 23rd, at 4 o'clock at Metcalf Park in Kingman, is their inaugural suicide prevention walk. So take your family. Go down and enjoy. You got food. You said food trucks.
Yes.
Everybody likes to eat.
Absolutely.
So now that you and Jason are both in Kingman, do you get to go to lunch together frequently?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Sometimes.
And your husband, Jason, is working with kids. Well, you guys got the whole spectrum covered.
Right. We do. Yes.
Do you guys ride to work?
Sometimes.
I can see you complaining about adults and he's complaining about the kids. I'm like, turn up the radio.
We don't talk about work after work.
You don't? That is, well, that's good.
That is one of our rules.
Well, and you almost have to have that because you're both in the world of helping people get better. And if you start one time, you're going to talk about this guy and he's going to talk about this teenager and you're going to, next thing you know, it's bedtime. Yeah, I can tell you've been there.
Yes.
But, yeah, so that's a tough road. But Mojave Mental Health takes care of the whole family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a children's department. I believe you've had Christine Palmieri,
yep,
who's our Children's Services Clinical Director.
Yeah.
And then Harold Duhon is, yep, our Adult Services Clinical Director. You had Jetty Blanton, who's our Pathways,
yeah,
and QM Director. Don Abbott, our CEO.
Yeah, the CEO.
So
yeah.
I think I'm the last one of the bunch to be invited.
Well, I wanted you in here a long time ago. It's just you have to wait your turn. You
right.
Know? You had to wait for Harold.
Yes. Know.
Blame Harold.
I will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll just blame Harold. And tell Harold, when I was up there talking about advertising, and Harold came in and he said, you came up here and didn't bring any Perkins cookies? I said, oh, sorry.
Oh.
Because back in the day when they were first starting that mental health, I guess, committee for Bullhead City, for Mojave County, and they were all there, I would take Perkins cookies. Oh, my gosh. They were like, you're 5 minutes late, Larry. Oh, sorry. You know, there was a line at Perkins.
Right.
And so he gave me a bad time. So the next time I went up there, I had to take him. He wasn't there.
Oh.
Yeah. So I said, you got to give these to Harold. At least one of them.
Yes.
So how long are some of your clientele seeing counselors at Mojave Mental Health?
It varies. Some of our adults with serious mental illness our end services longer term.
Okay.
Mostly about maintaining once they get to that level of whatever that looks like for them. Then we support them in maintaining that through medications, through case management, sometimes through counseling, skills training.
So they kind of need to come back and check in.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Your person wants to cross the T's and dot the I's to make sure they're doing what they're doing and life is good. Is it hard when you're only talking with that individual about their successes? Do you often reach out to their family and say, how's Joe Smith doing? Because Joe Smith tells us he's doing fine, but you're not quite buying it.
Absolutely. We try to get the family or whoever they identify as supports involved in any way they want. Now, it's the client's
choice. Yeah.
And so we'll talk about how that can look. And it doesn't have to be all of it. It can be for part of it. But we absolutely think that, you know, people are better when they're connected to the community.
And with HIPAA, you kind of have to go by the patient's wishes, huh?
Absolutely.
I don't want you to talk to my mom, but here's my dad's number.
Exactly. That happens. Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. They want to control it a little bit.
Absolutely. And not want everything being said, so we can actually just involve people in what they want.
But what happens when you call dad and dad says, here's his mom's number?
We probably take it and not call mom.
Okay. Right. All right. Okay. Yeah, because you got to still be within the HIPAA laws.
Absolutely.
And a little careful.
Yes.
Your residential facility, do you allow family to come and visit patients?
Yes. So we do have if our behavioral health residential facilities. We have two of them in Kingman for adults with serious mental illness.
Right.
One is Sycamore House, which is a 10-bed facility. Male and female, those are our aging adults with serious mental illness.
Okay, so they're up there. They're
55 and older is what we consider aging. Mm-hmm. They are adults with some sort of co-occurring medical issue.
Okay.
So not dementia, but something like somebody who just recently learned they have diabetes, and now they are learning to manage that along with their schizophrenia symptoms.
Oh, okay.
So
they got a new medical issue with a mental issue.
Yes. So we're going to help them manage that and get them back out.
Which is a lot for some people.
Absolutely it is. Yes. Yes.
Wait a minute. I've been a diabetic for 10 years, and now I got schizophrenia, or now I got this or that, or vice versa.
Yes. So that's our 10-bed Sycamore House. And then we have Sheldon House, which is another 10-bed residential facility. And that's adults with serious mental illness, 18 and over, and they don't need to have the co-occurring medical.
Okay. And then we don't have anyone in Mojave County that has a facility for children, a residential type facility.
We do. We have a behavioral health residential facility for children's.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Diamond House is for girls at this point.
Wait. You're separating the boys and the girls?
Well, it's not a great idea to put teenage...
Well, no, definitely not to put them together.
So we do. We have a
your population will grow.
Yes. We do have a facility in Kingman for girls, yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes.
How young do you go?
Well, that's probably Christine's department
there. Ballpark.
But I would say 12.
Okay.
You know, 11, 12 is around the youngest.
When they're that age, are you... And you're not the... child expert, but you guys talk, you know. Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of them are being bullied?
They can. A lot of them are removals from Child Protective Services.
Oh, okay.
So that comes into play, definitely.
The environment in which they live in has forced them to be taken from the home.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yes.
But now that when the teenagers are there... It's got to be a breath of fresh air for them. Whatever that environment was, whatever it was.
Right.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Child Protective Services or whoever decided this kid needs not to be there.
Right. But change is hard no matter what. And to a teenage, to a child, that's really, really hard being taken away from your home, even if the home isn't a great place.
Right.
So most of the
still
time.
Home.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they're resentful.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. So we have 12 from 12 to senior citizens with Mojave Mental Health. They can take care of everybody.
Yes, and we also have apartments that we support our SMI clients in independent housing. So there are we have Silver Street Apartments, and we have Armor Street is another apartment opportunity, and we are in the process of opening up another one that will be a congregate housing sort of situation that will be opening October 1st in Kingman. So lots of opportunities for people to live independently or with some support, but but not in a residential facility.
So does that mean that then you have a counselor-type person there the whole time?
Not 24 hours a day, no, but we do have them checking in and providing those services in the home.
Okay. All right. Have you heard of Charlie Health?
Nope.
They're like an online, I think. I'm supposed to have lunch with the guy Wednesday. But, yeah, they're like an online or FaceTime-type counseling. You don't have much of that, do you?
We do. Yeah. We have several of our medical staff provide telemed services.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And several of our counselors can do that. So we are moving into that world. It's sort of hard not to in today's day and age. So absolutely, that's something that we can provide.
It is something that in today's day and age is very common.
Yes.
And I know that even some of the hospitals have telemed. The patients are talking on a screen to the doctor.
Yes.
You know, because there's such a shortage of doctors across our country.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. All right. What type of pay scale does Mojave Mental Health have? I mean, is it all access or Blue Cross Blue Shield or personal pay? Or
all of the above.
Oh, okay.
All of the above. So we do access or the state's Medicaid system is one of our primary payers.
Okay.
But we also accept private insurances like Blue Cross Blue Shield. All of our medical providers are on those lists as well.
Okay.
And then we do have people that don't have any insurance at all. We have sliding fee scales available to be able to help.
Especially for that homeless person that's just wants to get off the street.
Absolutely, and we'll help them apply for those resources, for those state resources. So whether that's applying for access, or if there's substance use issues, there's block grants available and funding available for that.
Okay. Wow. Can every adult in reality use a counselor?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I definitely believe so.
I mean, it seems to me as if everybody could use a coach that's not related and doesn't think you're a wonderful person for the rest of your life, you know?
Absolutely.
Isn't your mom or dad.
Absolutely.
But somebody that's got a perspective and some training on doing that.
I agree. I think that it would be great to be able to have that available, you know, for a tune-up, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, because when we grow up and we lose our parents, we've lost that anchor. We've lost that best friend to call and say, guess what happened to me today? Or I'm thinking about doing this, or I'm thinking about doing that, or my wife and I got into a fight, and this is what happened. You know, sometimes you need that personal person.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's very important.
So people can come into Mojave Mental Health that just want to talk and maybe get a little advice.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. We will develop a treatment plan around the goals that they want to get through. Absolutely.
And that's the big part right there is you sit back and you develop a plan for that person. Maybe he's going to come in once a month, maybe every 6 weeks, whatever.
Yes.
I say he. She. Yes. Could be either one. Not all of us guys are weird. But so it could be either one that come in and get. Do you get people that only want to talk to a male or female?
Yes. Yeah. There are people, and we ask people their preferences. When you come in, because we want you to be as comfortable as possible. And so some people don't have a preference, but others, maybe because of experiences in their past or trauma experiences, want a specific gender.
Okay. Tell us about your locations, because you're all over Mojave County.
We are. So we have
the main offices, not all the little homes you got. But
right. We have outpatient clinics in Lake Havasu, Bullhead City, and Kingman.
Okay.
For both adults and children and family services.
Now, you guys bought the Stamper building.
We did.
At Raymore 95.
Yes.
Are you remodeling it, or what are you doing in there?
We are in the planning phases, so we do have some staff that are there right now.
Oh, okay.
Mostly administrative sort of people.
Okay.
We are working on the plans.
Do you get to go there sometimes and work?
I don't get to work there specifically, but I do get to go there. I am allowed. I have a key.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Because that's a pretty good-sized building.
It is. It is. And we do have some tenants there right now.
Right.
So,
LabCorp's there.
LabCorp, yeah. And Mojave Eye.
Oh, yeah, Mojave Eye.
And
yeah.
So, but we're planning with the idea to move adults and SMI over to that building, hopefully okay. within the next year or so.
All right. Because the parking lot's got to be redone, and I'm sure inside it's a...
It was in great shape, really. I mean, we're very, very lucky, but there are some structural things we need
to change.
Move some walls around and make building changes.
Yeah, they were little tiny doctor offices.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And Stamper was one just to talk and write stuff down and then walk out, you know, so they weren't very big.
Right.
And then Dr. Locke took over, but, I mean, it's still the Stamper building. And
yes.
So now that you guys own it, you got a lot of work to do.
We do, but okay. Planning is fun. That's some of fun things we get to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I would imagine that even with health services, that the planning stages of when they built on Marina Boulevard in Bullhead City mm-hmm. compared to today are totally different.
Oh, I mean, I've been in that building, you know, nearly 20 years, and I remember the remodel that we outgrew the day that we made the remodel. So I think we're definitely learning from that and can be more progressive in our and thinking about 5 and 10 years down the road and what that will look like.
Okay. Not to mention the fact there's no parking there.
No.
Everybody parks behind the building.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Let's take another break here. It's almost 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Speak Out 2.0. Come on. Take two. Thank you. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah. Monday Night Football tonight. Did you watch the games over the week? The Cardinals won. Yeah. How cool was that? Oh, and we're also brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Put down. This Thursday night is their annual meeting at the Anderson Fieldhouse. You might want to go. And by the way, right now you can get applications for the Washington, D.C. tour. Just go to mojaveelectric.com/community.
But now, I go for walks to the movies.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club goes country during the September Course Reseeding. Country Bingo, Friday night, September 19th. The bingo games will benefit Make Bullhead Better and their October Community Baby Shower. Limited seating available, first come, first serve. Bring a pack of diapers for an extra free bingo card. Bingo cards $2, cash only. Doors open at 4:30, must be over 21 to participate. Come have fun Friday night, September 19th at the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Always open to the public.
Ready for reliable internet right to your home? 100% fiber internet from TWN delivers the speed you need with unlimited data, affordable plans, and local service you can count on. From video calls to movie nights, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Call 888-227-2095.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Since 1985, Martin Swante Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia has stood for something more than just cars.
A dealership built on trust, integrity, and doing right by folks. Every time. For four decades, families from Kingman and all over the tri-state have gone there for vehicles that last, from people who care. Come see why generations of customers have trusted Martin Swati for 40 years and drive off in something built to last, just like the name on the sign. Visit MartinSwantyChryslerDodgeJeep.com today. East Andy Devine, Kingman.
Looking for a job that keeps you on your toes? A job that pays well, that's rewarding, and supports the Second Amendment? SamsGuns.com is hiring, and now's the time to apply. Retail and computer experience will be helpful. Apply in person at SamsGuns.com, downtown Lake Havasu City, or send resume to store at SamsGuns.com. Full and part-time positions are available. Sam is looking for people that like customer service, in-store sales, and online sales. SamsGuns.com is hiring. Apply today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Eight before the hour. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. And, of course, we have Andrea Burris with us from Mojave Mental Health. If you have a question, you can sneak it in real quick. 234-343-1065. Would you say there's a high amount of anger with the adult population within Mojave Mental Health? I mean, that's why they've come to you, is because they're mad at the world?
I think that can look differently for everybody. I think that could be some of it. Sometimes people just don't know what's wrong. They just want to feel better.
Yeah.
And so that's when we get to help.
Do you get the husband or wife or mom or dad saying that he or she is real angry all the time? They're just constantly mad at the world, or mad at their friends, or mad at their school, or mad at their neighbor?
Yes. Yes.
And that's got to be kind of a tough one to challenge for you guys.
It can be. Now, we have family support groups in every city. So at least once a month, there's a family support night where we invite family members or close contacts of our clients to come in and talk about those sorts of things.
Okay.
We have different presenters that will come and talk about a different mental health diagnosis or resources, so it's a great way to get that support and get those questions answered and give direction.
I can see family members giving you a totally different response than the client.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The client wants to get better and tell you that things are better, but they give you the reality version.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If
somebody wanted to get into the world of counseling, if someone's been listening to this or know someone who has talked about it, can they start at Mojave College?
Yes. And we have lots of our positions that don't require any experience off the bat. And so if people are curious or interested, I would welcome people to go onto our website.
Okay.
And look at our current job openings and see. You might be surprised what you might be qualified for.
Okay.
And then we have a lot of people who start in at those entry-level positions and then either go to school. We have, I think at last count, currently 6 or 7 of our staff who are currently in master's-level programs right now.
Oh, all right.
Working their way through.
Wow.
So we definitely promote that and encourage people to continue their education and experience to be able to move up in the ranks at Mojave Mental Health.
And that's the MA after your name, your master's,
the
right?
Master's. That's the master's degree in counseling, yes.
Okay, wow.
Which I got while I was at Mojave Mental Health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You did too.
Yes.
All right. It happens. Let's recap, because the inaugural Suicide Prevention Walk is next Tuesday night in Kingman,
yes,
at Metcalf Park. The 23rd kicks off at 4 o'clock.
Yes, 4
and
to 8.
4 to 8, and you'll have food and counseling and vendors and
Music. Walking. And
yeah. And if you need to go and talk to somebody, they will be there.
Absolutely.
So, and you can force somebody to come if you need them to. You know, I brought my neighbor because he's a nut or, you know, needs help.
Bring any and all are welcome.
Won't trim his trees.
Oh, gosh.
Won't rake his rocks,
right.
Whatever the problem may be. Yeah, so, okay, so that's next week. What's the 800 number for Mojave Mental Health if someone's been listening and they're thinking, well, I have a couple more questions that you haven't covered?
Well, first of all, I can say that you can come to any of our outpatient clinics during business hours and enroll for services right then and there.
All right.
You don't need an appointment. You can just come in. So I welcome anybody to walk into any of our outpatient
clinics. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll be seen right away.
They will get seen that day.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
We are very proud of that.
I was going to say, that's a tall order.
It is. It is. Some days are really tough. But when people want help, they want help now.
Yeah.
And we won't turn people away.
It's almost like an addiction when they say, I need help. You want to seize that moment.
Exactly.
And get them into a rehab. And, of course, you guys do a lot of counseling for people who've come out of rehab that want to continue with their sobriety.
Yes. Yes. We do provide substance use counseling. Yes.
Yeah. You do a lot of that.
Yes.
And you have for a long time.
Absolutely.
Before we had Revive, and before we had Hildy's House, and before we had Marina Point.
Exactly.
I mean, going way back.
Yes.
She's looking at me like, I used to do that.
We were the originals, yes.
Yeah. 60 years.
Yes.
That's a long time. Gosh. Andrea, thank you so much. Great information. I hope you get a great turnout at the walk. And people, just go out and support it. By the way, 4 o'clock on next Tuesday in Kingman, you might have to take a little windbreaker or something.
Yeah, might be.
Could be. Might be just a tad breezy or chilly. I don't know. 4 o'clock in Kingman in September? Eh, maybe. Take one just in case.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
All right. A couple things to tell you about our calendar before we jet out of here and turn you over to Sean Hannity. SOAR, S-O-A-R. They're having a spaghetti fundraiser on Saturday out at Mojave Trading Company. They're doing a car show and it should be a lot of fun. 11 o'clock until 2. Any questions, call John 651-270-0920. And then, like I said, Mojave Mental Health. Enjoy that walk next Tuesday night. Metcalf Park, 4 to 8. Any questions, call 757-8111. And a lot more coming up. State of the City of Needles on the 25th at El Grace's. Yeah. And Mojave Community College. Mojave College has their Bighorn Trek coming up in Kingman on the 25th. A lot going on. Sean Hannity will be in your ears, or his guest. You never know who. You might take the day off and stick somebody in there. So, coming up right after the news. We'll see you on Friday. Friday we're going to talk about the Golden Games in Kingman. Excuse me, I said Kingman. No. Friday we're going to talk about the Golden Games in Bullhead City coming up right after the first of the year. Everyone have a great day.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.